Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John 4, the verses 1 to 6. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 to 6. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. My theme for reflection is discerning the spirit of truth. Discerning the spirit of truth. In 1 John 4, 1 to 6, the Apostle John warns believers to test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. He provides a clear criterion for this discernment. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not is not from God. John reassures believers that they belong to God and have overcome the false prophets, because the one who is in them is greater than the one who is in the world. He contrasts those who are from the world and speak from the world's viewpoint with those who know God and listen to his apostles. My dear friends, this passage emphasizes the importance of spiritual discernment. In a world filled with various teachings and philosophies, it is crucial for Christians to distinguish between the truth and falsehood. John's guidance helps us recognize the true message of God, centered on the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Christian people are reminded of their identity in God and the victory they have won through him. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you test and discern the spiritual messages you encounter in your daily life? Number two, in what ways can you deepen your understanding of the truth of Jesus Christ to better recognize false teachings? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit who guides us into all truth. Help us to be discerning of the teachings we encounter, testing them against the truth of Jesus Christ. Strengthen our hearts with the assurance that you are greater than any false spirit in the world. Keep us grounded in your word and faithful to the teachings of the apostles. May we listen to your voice and follow your truth, reflecting your love and wisdom in all we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.